Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
3 o'clock into hour number two. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, not idle,
no,
but here.
Yeah.
And Matt Scraby, who has decided to work the next hour of the show after taking the first hour off.
I booked a big old guest in Sammy Leavitt.
Okay. Yes, he did. We've kind of covered a little bit of everything. A little bit of complaining, a little bit of not working, and a little college football as well. I just heard this kind of funny thought that Notre Dame has become the Drake of college football after
Drake, not the school Drake.
No, the artist,
rapper,
right,
the artist Drake.
For taking their ball and going home after not getting...
It's very Drake.
After not getting into the college football playoff.
The two things on Notre Dame, and we get so deep into this in our overtime, which you'll hear a little after 4 o'clock. Scraby will put it up on YouTube. But I think the bottom line with the Irish is, A, Notre Dame's the only one that thinks they should be in over Miami and their fans. And B, Notre Dame is the only one that thinks taking your ball and going home and crying about it is the way to go.
I
think everyone else is against them on both counts.
I think you're absolutely... I mean, I think you kind of alluded to it earlier. There are a lot of people that probably secretly, and some not so secretly, hoping that this would happen.
Yeah, right.
And so you would...
Perfectly happy about it.
Is there are a lot of people kind of giddy about the news, except the people in South Bend.
Except for the Irish fans. Yep. And there are many.
There are a ton. They're everywhere.
And I would have loved to see them come here for the Holiday Bowl. They've only come to San Diego once that I know of. They played Navy. And
they were not playing.
Yeah, but there were 65,000 people down here at Qualcomm to see them play Navy. Just that's the brand that Notre Dame has. But Tony hits it on the head.
Tony doing the Notre Dame look.
Well, he hit it on the head in the overtime.
The pouty thing.
Giving a little clue to what he said, but in the overtime.
Now he's leaving, Chris.
Oh, bye. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, well, that means the last 57 minutes of the show, Tony will be idle.
And not only did they take the ball, didn't they, like, try to tell? They tried to tell on the ACC, like... The ACC, they played the game over and over again.
In the wind.
Get out of here.
Yeah. But you hit it on the head. We're teaching the wrong lessons.
We are, man.
The lesson here is, if it doesn't go your way,
quit. You don't have to worry about it.
Right. So if you buy into it.
That is kind of what we do these days.
Well, that's kind of the point.
I really want people to take it back.
Well, It's too late now.
All right. Let's hit some Daily Gambit and see how that went over the weekend.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Guys, we have breaking news, but this is The Daily Gambit, our daily sports segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly.
What's the breaking news?
My team MVP, Tyler Wade, has just signed with the Rangers to a minor league deal.
A Padre team MVP, Tyler Wade. Yeah, that's heartbreaking.
Shout out to Ty, man. Good for him.
That's very sad. Tony really thought there was breaking news.
I did. I don't know why I was stupid enough to think that there was actual breaking news.
He's
but
never
that's
had
on
any
me.
Before.
That's on me.
I mean, that is
why
breaking
did it
news.
Be any different?
I mean, come
it
on, man. You had news. Joe Mauer as breaking news as well back in the day.
Joe Mauer retired. He's a Hall of Famer, and these guys act like he played one game. Anyway, let's go to our bets from last week. James Madison, -24.5-point favorite over Troy. And Chris and I chose Troy. JMU won, but they didn't win by enough. They won 31-14. So we win that one. Ohio State -4. By the way, I'm claiming myself as a big Indiana fan now because my grandpa went there, and all he wanted for his entire life was for the football team to be good. And then he passes away 3 years ago, and now they're great.
I mean,
they are great.
If we could, you know, allow for your grandfather to come back.
Yeah.
On this one.
No, I'll
would he believe what he is seeing?
Yes, right.
He would be
he'd
like,
probably see this and go,
and die again.
Yeah, he'd die again. Like,
I mean,
so surprised.
No one would have thought Indiana
did you see the stat they put up on this during the game the other day? In the history of college football, Indiana has lost the second most games of anybody. Like, they're one of the worst teams ever.
He waited his entire life,
right.
And now they're good. So now I'm going to be a so huge front runner and be an Indiana fan. And McKee has a nice thing. It says my grandpa just has a better seat now, so thank you.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right, Ohio State -4 against Indiana. Chris chose Indiana. I went Ohio State. Indiana won 13-10. Pretty darn good game. Julian Sain did not play his cleanest game of the year, but Fernando Mendoza... That guy is shot out of a cannon after the game.
Well,
did you
see
that interview?
Yeah, his interview was a little psycho-ish.
He was definitely turned.
He was like putting his face in the camera as he was yelling. It was a lot.
I'll give him one thing.
He takes on the personality of his head coach.
Agreed. His head coach said no celebration at all. He knows there's more work to be done. But Fernando Mendoza took maybe one of the hits of the year at the beginning of the game.
Oh yeah,
I thought he might not ever get up.
He's a tough dude,
tough guy. So good for Indiana, man. Oh. I think most people appreciate a team that's always been bad finally winning something
and legitimately beating Ohio State, like
straight up.
Yep, not just some lucky game. Now this one, Chris and I were wrong. Texas Tech -12.5. My whole theory of it's a conference championship, it's going to be close. It wasn't, because we picked BYU and they lost 34-7.
People saying Texas Tech, don't sleep on how good their defense is.
They look pretty good.
We'll
I saw the game. San Jose State -7.5 men's basketball against USD on Friday. Chris went San Jose State. I went USD. USD was not the right pick. They lost 86-69.
I am not happy with the USD basketball and the way that's coming along.
Yeah.
I thought Steve Lavin would, you know, inject a little something into that.
I mean, it's not like Steve hasn't been there for a little bit.
It's a couple years now. They're not.
I mean,
is it
NIL stuff? I mean, can they not?
Well, that's
sign
always
players?
Possible. For sure.
Gonzaga -5.5 at Tucky. Chris went Kentucky, I went Gonzaga. Ugh. Gonzaga just destroyed them, 94-59 in Kentucky.
Speaking of
destroyed,
you know,
what this is starting to, I think, say is that there aren't any dominant teams in college basketball right
except
now.
Except maybe Michigan.
I mean, Michigan is the only one that has dominated everybody, but, I mean, Gonzaga got dominated by Michigan. Gonzaga then turns around, dominates Kentucky.
Did you see what happened to Purdue?
They got their face whooped
by Iowa State, the worst loss a first number one team's ever had.
Whoa.
It was like 33 points.
There's a lot of that happening.
They get murdered Saturday. Yeah. So who knows?
All right, Thunder minus 15.5 against the Mavs again. This was not a good betting night for me. I went Mavs. Chris went Thunder. Thunder won by like 21, 132-111. Austin Reeves versus Jaylen Brown. Who had more points straight up? Both of us went Hillbilly Mamba. Hillbilly Mamba had 36.
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown had 30.
To win the game, though. Tony's not happy with that.
What happened?
Weren't they without LeBron and Luka?
We picked Hillbilly to have more points than Jaylen Brown.
And he did.
But they lost.
They got smoked.
Yeah.
Now, Browns and Titans, the over-under total score, Tony, get this. 33.5 points was the total score. I went under thinking no one's going to move the ball at all.
Oh, boy.
It was quite
the opposite. Yeah.
Because it was snowing in Shador. Looked pretty good yesterday. Granted, against the Titans defense, because I know people are going to say that, but he looked pretty good.
He played all right, and he also celebrated and popped off every time he did something.
Well,
and
did you see what they were doing?
Well, when he got picked at the end of the game, they were more than happy to return the favor.
They were on it from the very beginning.
The watch thing?
They were poking at him before he started doing it.
And then he ran one in.
He got popped,
but he stood right up and he did his watch thing, which was great. And he's now the starter for the rest of the season. Officially.
Thanks, Stefanski.
I'm
glad that you finally got
there.
Thank God we got the Dylan Gabriel era. That was big.
Mention you pulling him out for the second week in a row on a two-point conversion.
Okay, that's what I was about to talk about.
God.
How can you be a head coach in the NFL when you lose your team a game by calling a trick play without your quarterback even on the field?
By the way, they ran the trick play, and it was almost like they didn't tell the running back.
He had no idea.
He was supposed to flip the ball.
He was locked
in. And he was like running like it was a run play for him.
And
he was like, oh man, I'm supposed to give it to him. And by that time, my man had to throw a pass because he had already ran by him so far. Like, that's strictly on the head coach.
That was a disaster. But good shot.
And they gave him an out, too. They asked him at the game. He's like, did you call the play or is that? He said, I call the play. Oh, all right. Well, we can't blame anybody else but you.
Did you tell anybody else what the play was?
Like, you think that like they would practice that play? This is our two-point play, guys. We're going to practice this all week.
Yeah, they didn't practice it.
Anyway. Do you want to go to break and pick on the other side?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's go to break.
Final totals for the week. Since I won, I'll give you the totals.
Of course.
I was 21-18, Scraby 17-22.
That's not as bad as
Tony was idle the last 2 days, 9-14.
Dang.
So there you go.
Morgan and Chris on the other side.
It'll be at the traffic will be at the end of the break. Yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Marcello, Tony Gwynn Jr., 318, Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Number one sports station in San Diego. Coming up on Monday Night Football, Chargers, Eagles. Both teams, I believe, are 8. Are the Chargers 8-4? 7-5. I don't know. It's we didn't do our good, bad, and ugly today. So
we don't know where we're at.
We wouldn't have talked about them anyway because it's Monday Night Football. So,
but I would have known where everybody was in the standings.
We would have seen the standings.
Save it. Both of them are 8-4.
Both of them 8-4. Very good.
Glad you know.
Do you have any thoughts just on the top of yesterday's NFL action?
Me? It was actually more entertaining than I thought. There was a lot of good games and high-scoring games, although I love me a snow game.
Snow games are awesome. Snow is fun.
They're Buffalo awesome. And when they're snowing and they have to do the, like, I can't run because I'm going to slip.
How about Josh Allen goes faster? Everybody else goes slow.
Yeah, nobody else can run except for him in snow.
Except for him.
How about the play where my man from Buffalo is on the ground, like, just sliding across. No one touched him. They punched the football out.
Yep.
That was only a play that can happen on a snow day.
Yeah.
Where you're just
like the good
sliding
snow.
For 7 yards.
T. Higgins, I think every catch that he had was double caught because he kept like slipping out of his hands. But
he made some great catches, but Isaiah Likely, I thought, made the game winning catch.
Wow.
And Baltimore got, I think, I don't understand. The NFL says nope. He has to catch it. He has to take 2 steps.
Listen.
And he has to make a football move. What is that?
How?
When you're in the end zone.
It's not
there's
like
no
you're running
moves
more.
To be made.
I didn't get that.
That was a bad explanation.
If it looks like
it
a touchdown
work.
To everybody, it's probably a touchdown.
Tony Romo said, I think so, Jim. Yeah, I think Pittsburgh got a little lucky there. But, look, I'm happy for our guy, Michael Valenzuela. The big Steeler fan got a win.
Can we talk about Tampa Bay
lost to the Saints? What is happening in the world?
I mean, that's just
hard to
normal
figure all
NFC
of this
South business.
There
right
was
there.
Also a lot of weather games yesterday. There was a torrential downpour in that
that's
game.
That's the best part about December
like
football.
A little weather. Ooh. You know, the only thing we're missing is the muddy field. They don't have those anymore, but the weather's still fun. And the final nail in the coffin at the end of the night is that
going.
The Chiefs are out. Aren't they?
Well, they're not out.
But I mean,
they got to win out, and they're
going
to need some help.
But can the Chiefs do that? Yes.
Yes, they can.
I would love
to see you two's face if they pull it off. Too,
oh, Indiana. Way. Yeah.
That would be crazy.
Tony, you got your wish, man, on the Colts.
I told y'all it was Fugazi.
The whole time, Tony's been wishing for Daniel Jones to tear his Achilles.
No, I have not.
4 weeks ago, the Colts were 8-1. They had the number one seed in the AFC. Today, if the playoffs started, they would not even be in it.
Fugazi.
That's how much that's changed on them.
Wow.
I do feel bad for Daniel Jones.
Watching him
go through realizing that he tore his Achilles in real time, that was tough to watch.
He's having a good year.
The anger.
All right, let's pick tonight's game. Eagles -2.5 at the Chargers. I think it's a tough game to pick. One, Jaylen Brown's out for it. Jaylen Carter. He plays for the Celtics.
The guy who spit on Dak.
The guy who spit on Dak. He changes the Eagles' defense.
Yes, he does.
But on the other side, Herbert, like, is he one hit away? Can he make it through this game with a broken arm or
all
a wrist
I know
or whatever? So this is a tough game to call.
As I am on the cusp of possibly beating the no put starter guy in on fantasy football, Mr. Thomas Andrews.
Just to finish
Andrews.
The season, man. Finish him up.
I just want to beat him so bad.
Yeah, he's
I'm,
so annoying.
I'm close. I need Goddard. Is that his name?
Goddard.
To
do a little something.
Yeah.
So you're going to go to Eagles?
A little something.
You take the
Yes,
Eagles?
I'm going to take the Eagles.
All right, Scrab, who do you like here? -2.5 Eagles.
I mean, Justin Herbert's going to be. Where is this
Chargers
game?
Chargers go.
Is it in Philly?
No. Up the road.
Justin Herbert playing after surgery on his non-throwing hand, kind of
scary scrape.
Yeah, I'm
scary?
Going Eagles.
Eagles. I'm going to go Chargers on the old, sometimes you play much better when you're kind of hurt.
Yeah,
theory.
That's true. It's they say beware of the
it's
sick
only,
golfer.
It's only Michael Jordan.
It only works for Michael. We'll see if it works for Justin Herbert tonight. 41.5 points. Not many. It's a low scoring over under 41.5 Scrib.
By the way, Omarion Hampton is back tonight. So
yes, Chargers get a little.
I get
boost
him back,
there.
And I'm playing against him tonight. So
oh, sweet, lucky yeah. for you.
I'm gonna go. I mean, there were so many high scores this week. I'm gonna go over.
Over. I'm gonna go over. I don't 41.5 can't
that
contain this game.
Yeah. Over as well.
Over. All right. This is an interesting line. Herbert and Jalen Hurts are dead even. Passing plus rushing yards.
Hmm.
Both have the same number, so pick one or the other. Herbert does get some rushing yards, but Hurts is starting to find AJ. I'm going to go Hurts tonight. This is close, though. Tony?
I don't know, man. Running might get that hand touched up a little bit.
Oh, right. They may tell him not to run.
I'm going to go ahead and take Jalen.
Jalen as well. Okay. Scrape?
Yeah, I'm going to go. I don't think he wants his hand to run into anything.
All taking Hurts. Yeah. Barkley, 70.5.
Charles, under.
Remember last year he was like at 120 rushing.
You feeling some type of way about this, huh?
Him and Lamar Jackson, two of the best fantasy football players that I drafted, have ruined my season.
Jackson
I scored
41 at 21?
Jackson yeah, at 21. It doesn't matter at this point.
Oh, sorry.
Too little, too late.
Barkley under. Scraby went out of turn. He felt so strongly.
Yeah, he did.
Tony, who do you want? Under
70.5, you said?
70.5. You're already under. You're locked in. I'm not giving you a ticket that. Back.
I'm going over.
I'm going over as well. Last year.
You guys haven't been watching Saquon then.
Yeah, but last year on this field, wasn't it against the Rams? He rushed for 700 yards.
This is a completely different Saquon.
NBA tonight. Who scores more? Spurs versus the Pelicans. Wemby or Zion?
Is Zion playing? Back?
It's a trick question. They're both hurt.
I was gonna say.
They're both hurt. Oh. I just put it in for Scraby.
Do you like how you question Wemby? I just questioned
Zion.
Zion.
Yeah,
is he
no,
playing?
Both out. Sacramento's at Indy. Our old guy, Zach LaVine, haven't got a mention lately. 20.5.
Man, but did we talk about Zach getting yelled at by the fan?
No.
Did you you didn't see this?
I didn't see. Where at?
At Sacramento. Oh. One of their season ticket holders
said you're not
was
playing?
Undressing him. And they actually removed him. My man then got on one of the ESPNs or something and proceeded to give his side of the story. And the only person I could think of was you. Because as he was furious. Zach might have been embarrassed, but the fan was furious. He was going
what was
in.
He telling him he just wasn't
that
playing
he,
hard?
That he or? Wasn't playing. He's all, I don't pay this money to come you. Watch you not play defense.
Wow.
And so my man, Zach LaVine, told him to take his A home then.
Yeah.
And he said, no, I pay my money to see. Why don't you go home? He said,
that's a good line.
No,
so and then he had to go home.
And then
though.
So
the
he had
to. Go
they
home.
Had
yeah.
to. And the funny part was Russell Westbrook was watching him the whole time.
Oh.
And we know Russell to be the ultimate like team protector. He kind of, although he was on alert just in case this dude hopped over the seats.
Right.
He didn't really like have any pushback. He just kind of listening, like, yeah, he probably isn't playing
You're
much defense.
Right. No.
This is where fans go wrong. You have a right to watch a game because you buy a ticket. You don't have a right to tell the players and heckle the players because you're not happy with their defense.
Yeah, I think you do. Not that to that extent. Zach LaVine doesn't guard anyone, and that's part of his game. It's okay. He's a great scorer.
I just can't stand all these people that think they're more important than everything that's happening around them. I'm so important. I'm going to stop the game and yell at this guy, and then I'm going to get kicked out. Like, why? Was it really worth it?
Yeah, he wasn't seeing it that way.
Was it really worth it?
I think if the as Tony calls him, if my man came back with the no, I paid money. Why don't you play some defense? If he really said that, that's a classic.
What he said, he said.
That's worth getting kicked out for almost.
Said, why don't you go home if you don't want to play?
Right, if you don't want to play defense.
I thought I'd share that with you.
I love it. I love it.
It's also, he's in Sacramento, and so.
All right, tonight he's in Indiana, so he's away from the maddening crowd. Scraby, do you like him over or under 20.5 points?
I couldn't tell you if he scored 20 points.
Well, he normally scores around
there.
Yeah,
I'm going to say over.
Over at Indy. Say under because he's still hurting from the lambasting he took from the fan.
I'm also going to say under.
All right. One more. Dylan the Villain.
Oh.
Phoenix
has turned himself into an all-right player this year.
Phoenix at Minnesota. Dylan the Villain is 22.5 points.
Listen,
Dylan
the Villain is starting to get some props finally from like his former colleagues. That's all Gilbert Arenas. Like, I couldn't believe what I was watching. This guy is not, he's not just accidentally getting 20 points. Remember, Dylan the Villain is known as a defensive guy. And right. So he's always now he's doing it on both ends. So,
and he's letting you know about it on both ends.
Yes,
I'll say over. I'll say he keeps up the hot streak.
I still can't stand him, so I'm
going
under.
Okay. Scrape.
Under.
Under. Okie doke. That's all we got. By the way, you mentioned Gilbert Arenas. Side note, I'm doing the Aztec Women in Kansas. I'll be traveling tomorrow, joining you guys, hopefully on the road. They're playing Kansas State. Gilbert Arenas' daughter
yeah,
is
right.
The backup point guard. Plays about 20 minutes a game, though.
She's a freshman, isn't she?
Sophomore. Just transferred. But his daughter's on the team, so I'm looking forward to seeing that. Gilbert Arenas' daughter.
It's me, and
we got Sam Levitt in Orlando to get us back to what's really important, baseball, when Gwen and Chris continues.
On the clock, and you know, there are some times I imagine when a producer is putting together a show, there's a pocket that he really wants to get to. And in today's case, I think we have hit that pocket. 3:35, Scraby has basically trash canned most of the show that is a staple
that you're used to,
that you're
there.
Used to seeing, because he wanted this particular pocket to fit well. And Sam Levitt will join us here shortly.
Can I tell you why I put Sam there?
Why?
And this is exactly, I texted him. Sorry, Sam, you can't come on for a second. I texted him, we're going to end the show with the biggest star of the show.
Right, exactly. Yes. So he had been planning this all along. We have finally come to his baby. I hope indeed it is good. Now
I'm giving you a lot of signals.
You are. And
I got you.
I'm ignoring you pretty much. We have a biggest fan to get to. So congratulations to our biggest fan, Mark Gillespie of San Diego. Give us a call within the next 10 minutes, 833-288-0973. You'll qualify for our grand prize. 20 tickets for you and your friend for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game with all of the fan staff later this season. Catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Remember to register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Mark Gillespie, give us a call. You're on the clock.
Tick, tick, tick.
Let's check some traffic. And then the great Sam Levitt.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danick.
That'd be you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Sir. Mr. Host Man.
Let's bring on none other than Sam Levitt. He is out in Orlando, Florida for the chaos called the winter meeting. Sam, how are you, my friend?
Oh, look at him there. He's looking sharp. He's in the hallway. He's the best.
Sounds like you're in the middle of the action there, buddy.
I am. You are looking at the lobby, for those of you watching on YouTube, of the hotel here as we enter...
You know what, Sam? Stop, happy hour.
Yes.
Jimmy Kimmel has his replacement. There he is. Sam Levitt. He's the America's host.
Look as sharp.
You like that?
Too.
Yeah. You like that? The step away.
Yeah, I like the
point.
Step away. Yeah, that was good.
I like that.
He's been working on that.
Yeah.
They call this happy hour, I'm told, here on the East Coast at 6:40. So people hanging out and after a long day here at the winter meetings, and we shall see what else transpires over the course of the next couple of days. But a good day one, I think an interesting day one. We got some indication from Craig Stammen and A.J. Preller as to some of their plans today. But all in all, I would say across the board from a transaction standpoint, a quiet day one. And we'll see what else happens here over the course of the next 2.5 days.
Sam, I thought the most interesting thing Craig Stammen said today that we heard was the fact that he, you know, thinks the organization, he says, is leaning toward, you know, Mason Miller, Morahone, whoever, keeping them in that bullpen, not making the move to a starter. And so I like the answer because it actually told me something. Usually, yeah. You know, managers won't really give you that info. But it goes along with what you said last week, that why take a strength and make two, you know, mediocres out of it?
Yeah, I think, Chris, the key word there is leaning. You know, Craig alluded to it, that it sounds like they're going to keep Miller, Morahone, and Morgan in the bullpen. Now, with that said, A.J. Preller a little bit later on in the day echoed that, but also said that you know, they did have the right to go back on it and revisit it as they got closer to spring training. So I think lean is the right word. Does that mean for sure that by the time we get to Peoria that one of those guys is not being stretched out and being considered a starter? I don't know that for sure, but it sounds like at this moment that's the way they're leaning. And I think you also have to wonder how much of this just all depends on what this rotation looks like by the time we get to spring training, by the time we get to early February. What do the Padres do? What are their options? Not just here at the winter meetings, but over the course of the next couple of months. That could also very well dictate whether they want to get aggressive in trying to convert one of those guys into a starting pitcher. So I think lean is the key word there. We had that kind of inclination from Craig earlier today. Same thing from AJ as well. But it didn't sound to me set in stone. So I would just caution people. I know, I think it was Alden, who obviously does a great job for ESPN, Alden Gonzalez, you know, that first tweeted it out from the Stammen press conference. And certainly it sounds like they're leaning that way. But I wouldn't write it in pen yet based on what we heard today. But I suppose a lot of that has to do with sort of the unknown about what the rest of this offseason is going to look like. But right now, I think leaning is the operative word.
I throw one more thing on there that's probably kind of pushing that decision one way or another, and that's the players themselves and what they want to do. It makes it a lot easier if you got two willing participants or whoever it is willing to make that and wanting to make that deal or make that kind of change. But we'll see. All guests on the 97.3 The Fan, join us here on David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Our guest right now, Sam Levitt. And Sam, one of the other stories that popped up is a possible Nick Pivetta trade. I mean, to me, it only points, which I think kind of scares people, to if that move is made to a possible sale, you know, because obviously Pivetta was a bargain deal last year, but he's going to make quite a bit more this season. And the Padres looking to make that rotation a little bit stronger may have to do it via moving a guy like Pivetta.
Yeah, well, you know, when you first say it, Tony, it sounds almost counterintuitive, because if you want to build a better rotation, right, taking Nick out of the rotation certainly wouldn't seem to make sense. However, when you're in the Padres' position where, you know, we'll see what the payroll ends up being, but there's certainly a chance that it may not be a whole lot higher than where it stands right now. We know, you know, there's probably not a ton of wiggle room upwards. Right. Now, again, there might be some, but you know, that it's not jumping up in a huge way. Well, then, and this is something that, you know, I talked to AJ Preller about today, then you have to start, I think, considering a couple of different options, including dealing from positions of strength. And one of the Padres' positions of strength is the top of their rotation, and that is Pivetta. And what he did last year, certainly Jake Cronenworth, that's another name that's, you know, been around here at the meetings and over the course of the last couple of days. And I don't think it's, you know, out of the question that they would look to essentially deal from positions of strength, whether it be the top of the rotation or their lineup, or, you know, a lot of infield, you know, not necessarily depth, but obviously a quality player. And a guy like Jake Cronenworth to, A, free up some money to spend on pitching, and B, also see what you can get in return, and probably have a nice mix of both, especially, I think, for guys like Cronenworth and Pivetta. So, look, it's an interesting proposition, especially the Pivetta part of it, because he was so good last year, and not knowing what you are signing or what you're getting back, it'd be scary to lose a guy like Nick, and then where do you go from there? But you certainly, I think, understand why that might be a possibility based on the situation, because they need not just quality.
Right.
I mean, in their rotation, they need quantity right now. And yes, signing Kyle Hart, you know, maybe he plays a role some way. Ty Adcock, and I know these guys may end up being bullpen guys, it just gives you a deeper pitching staff. But, you know, at the end of the day, you've got to explore all options, I think, if you're the Padres right now, to again, not just have quality, but some quantity in that rotation. So we'll see. You know, I was surprised to read that today from Dennis as well. Based on that reporting and talking to AJ and some of the conversations here at the meetings today that I've had, it seems like maybe that's in the realm of possibility. We'll see. I'd also add this. You know, we always make a big deal out of the winter meetings, and why not? But, you know, it doesn't mean anything's going to happen overnight here. I mean, this very well may be a similar offseason to the last couple for AJ and his staff, where this is just a very, very slow developing offseason. Remember, signing Profar when they did in 24, in 23, signing Pivetta when they did in 24. I mean, it's been a very, very late developing offseason for the Padres the last couple of years, and I think there's a distinct possibility it plays out that way again.
Sammy Levitt, he's our guy. He's in Orlando at the baseball winter meetings, giving us the latest here on 97.3 The Fan. Sam, what's the biggest sure thing next year? Machado, 30-100. Bogarts kind of continuing the upswing. How about Jackson Merrill stepping up even bigger next year? I mean, yeah, he made strides at times this year, but, you know, battled some injury along the way. You know, healthy Jackson could go a long way toward, covering up some of the openings that they seem to have right now.
Yeah, and Craig Stammen talked about it today, and his hope for Jackson heading into next year, his confidence for Jackson heading into next year. I do think, and this is no surprise to anybody, but I do think they have just a ton of confidence in what he's going to develop into and what he's going to continue to be. I mean, let's remember, he finished last season at 22 years old. When he was healthy and got into a groove, he looked like the Jackson Merrill of his rookie year. It was a weird year for Jackson. The injuries, the very start and stop nature of it, and I think their confidence in him is absolutely sky high. And I do want to add, just while we're on the topic of players, you know, it was interesting to hear Craig Stammen went down to the Dominican Republic over the course of the last month, met with Fernando Tatis Jr., met with Randy Vasquez, met with Ramon Laureano, and if you remember from that opening press conference with Craig, he spoke a lot about, you know, building chemistry, family, and you got a real sense of that from when he was talking about that trip down to the Dominican. So, you know, as you guys know, those conversations are always important, and, you know, I think he's got a lot of confidence both in guys like Merrill and guys like Fernando and what they can continue to be. I mean, they both had interesting seasons in their own right. Right. I mean, Merrill, again, start and stop, the injuries, when he was healthy, he looked like the Jackson Merrill of his rookie year. You know, when Fernando had this year where, you know, he's winning platinum gloves and some of his numbers are career highs, but it also felt like there was still, you know, a lot left on the table for him in a number of respects. So, long answer there beyond Jackson, but you know me, rambling on here in the lobby, and good to hear all that from Craig Stammen about those meetings.
You had it going there. Nobody was going to step in and stop you, man. You were on a roll there. Sam Levitt joins us here on Gwen and Chris. And
I heard the pregame show is going to be extended to 3 hours next year. Give Sam time to get everything in.
That'd be great. It'd be good for our show.
Yeah.
We're talking about pitching. And obviously, there are moves that can be made, but as you said, we don't really know. I don't know that the Padres know what the payroll is going to be at this point. But there are some guys, some promising guys. I mean, Randy Vasquez is one. He could ease the pain a little bit on that. Are there any arms that maybe we're not talking about within the organization that, whether it's on the bullpen side, that could maybe alleviate the pain if you had to move one of those high leverage arms to the rotation? Is there anybody that could possibly show up next year that we're not talking about that's in the organization?
Yeah, I mean, look, in the organization, there's not a ton of depth there going down to the AAA level. And look, on the 40-man, just to be frank, I mean, you're looking at guys like Johnny Brito. You're looking at guys, you know, Miguel Mendez, I know, is somebody that they're really high on, and I know his name has been kind of thrown around as if if the Padres dipped into their prospect depth, that maybe he's a guy who would draw interest. Look, obviously on the relief side, you got guys like Bradley Rodriguez who had really strong moments of last season. Matt Waldron, J.P. Sears. I mean, these are not names that, A, are going to be unfamiliar to Padres fans, and B, necessarily blow you away. But that's kind of the issue here, right, as we sit here at the winter meetings, is the fact that yeah, you really don't know what that rotation is going to look like. And the names are not going to really blow you away right now with what their options are. So certainly could more bullpen depth, Tony, give them the freedom to, hey, if they get to a spot and it's February 9th and you're heading to Arizona and you still have major needs in your rotation, could the Padres be in a position where they say, you know what? We've got these young relievers, guys like Morgan, guys like Rodriguez. We've got some young guys at AA, AAA that we think are ready to make an impact right now. You know what? We're going to go for it. We're going to try to convert Mason Miller into a starting pitcher because we think, A, he can do it, and B, our bullpen can withstand it. You know, maybe that's part of the equation here. But Tony, to answer the question on a pure starting rotation basis, as far as starters on the 40-man and high-level starters in the minors, you know, it does feel like the cupboard is kind of bare, to be honest, which is part of the issue here. I think we would maybe be having a bit of a different conversation, you know, if the answer was a little bit different, right? Maybe then things wouldn't feel, and dire is a strong word, but at least as, well, maybe dire is the right word when you're looking at kind of this situation and how they have to build this rotation.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you'd look at a different situation where you're not talking about trying to deal Nick Pivetta to build a rotation, as kind of odd as it may sound. So I don't think there are a ton of big time names that are right there on the cusp, but certainly I think they have depth pitching wise where, you know, eventually if they've got to go make somebody a starter out of the Morgan, Morahone, Miller trio, where, you know, maybe it's a little bit easier to stomach if you have some arms in that bullpen that you like.
Here's the other thing to keep in mind for everyone out there. Padres just had a draft in June.
Sure.
And it wasn't that long ago that the cupboard seemed very thin before this last trade deadline, right? All it takes is a half season of those drafted players to start showing the promise that becomes valuable to other teams. Next thing you know, that cupboard a little bit fuller. That's what we've seen over the last couple years from the Padres.
Yeah, I think, Tony, it's a really important point because I recall at this time last year us having a very, very similar conversation, right? And meanwhile, you got to the summertime, and AJ had plenty of prospect capital to trade and make really important moves that they needed right then at that point. So, look, the situation as far as the minor league system could look very different by the time we get to the summer. I think you're absolutely right about that. But, you know, right here, right now, it looks like – you know, there are arms that can contribute, but they may have to get pretty creative here to build out this rotation. I think that's one of the main takeaways here from day one of the meetings.
Sam, you're going to be there for a bit, my friend, so we'll check in with you, I'm sure, tomorrow, and I'm sure the day after that as well.
Yes, although I was telling Scraby, my flight is evening on Wednesday, so Eastern time.
Well,
so
we certainly won't disturb you from getting
Adam's
on your...
Adam's going to be on you guys.
Yes.
Like, where's Sam?
Get him in the air.
He can make a phone call.
Adam, oh, don't they have those little things in the back of the seat?
Regulation. I don't care.
Sam, thank you for your time, brother.
Adam taking some good strays here.
It's usually from us. Now he's getting it from Sam. All right. Always fun to catch up with Sam. Again, I said it earlier. If you're going to be in a position where, you know, you can't really expand payroll, AJ's a pretty good dude to have in at the helm to try to keep you where you're at.
The problem is you may have to expand your payroll to keep him around. That's going down the road.
That is a thing.
So
that's going to do it for today's show. Chargers. I know we said it. Hold on. It'll come to me. Oh, Eagles. Chargers, Eagles.
Tomorrow we have the show that you normally, you know,
hopefully,
expect to have if
Scraby
decides does his thing.
To show up.
I don't know. I'm thinking about canceling the big fight tomorrow. So.
Well,
we'll need it.
Yeah, we definitely will need it. 4 hours tomorrow. You guys enjoy the game. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.